Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
Opera, theater, orchestra, dance. Live arts can move you like nothing else. And there's no better time to rediscover the romance, embrace the emotion, and reignite your passion for the spectacular. Join the audience and experience the drama, the music, and the people. Come to life. For events near you, visit explorelivearts.ca. Supported by Prairies Economic Development Canada.
Come on, come on! What are you waiting for?
Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it...
Just give me Iggy Pop!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
Thank you. Thank you. right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM, and we are continuing with the summer concert series. Tonight, a 1995 double album that captures, at the time, the red-hot young saxophonist and composer Joshua Redman, and really in top form. And he's playing at one of jazz's signature venues, the Village Vanguard in beautiful New York, New York. The town's so nice they named it twice. A site of many of jazz's most significant and enduring live albums. We'll play some of them for you this summer, and we've played some before, of course. And in this edition, we're going to hear the Josh Redman Quartet, which features Josh Redman on tenor saxophone, Peter Martin on piano, Christopher Thomas on bass, and Brian Blade on the drums. So this is a group that actually found themselves playing together in New Orleans, and they had developed a sort of rapport, and then Joshua Redman starts playing with them and records with them ultimately. Here's what Redman himself said about this album. "This is an important album for me because it captures for the first time the live sound of my touring band and the freedom and immediacy that is only possible in a live setting with a real live audience. In total, we're going to hear five songs tonight. We started off with a song called Jig a Jug, a bit of a tribute there to Gene Ammons, the great tenor saxophone player. And just a moment, we're going to hear a song called Count Me Out. Also coming up tonight, you're going to hear from his classic version of My One and Only Love and a tribute to Sonny Rollins with St. Thomas. Redman went on to say this: "I want to explore music's gamut, run its expressive range, go wherever my band goes, however we feel. During the week of recording, I wanted to focus on intensity, adventure, spontaneity, and beauty in every context of flexible and sensitive group interaction. I wanted everything to be raw, in that it comes from the soul, crystallized but not contrived, even when it's lush, soft, quiet, or reflective." We started off with Jig a Jug, and coming up next, we're going to hear Count Me Out. Right here on 52nd Street. The crowd goes wild for the Josh Redman Quartet. Spirit of the Moment, live at the Village Vanguard, recorded in 1995. One reviewer gave this album a 4.5 of the 5 stars. He recommended the album, saying that, and points out that we get a definitive look at how the tenor saxophonist Joshua Redman sounded in the mid-90s by listening to it. He's joined, of course, we heard a little bit earlier tonight, by Peter Martin on piano, Christopher Thomas on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And they show off a bit of a wide range here. We started off, of course, tonight with A Jig, A Jug, which is a tribute to Gene Ammons, as I talked about before. Jug is the nickname of Gene Ammons. After that, we heard Count Me Out, and then Remember. Now, we're not going to have a chance to play the entire set. In fact, it's a 2.5 hour album, two albums, as I talked about a little bit earlier. And, you know, one day we'll probably do the second half of it. And if you haven't listened to it, I recommend it because it's great all the way through. I'll just say this. Tonight I'm playing Josh Redman entirely on tenor saxophone. He does play a little bit of soprano on the album at different points. But I love his tenor sound and love what he does in the tenor. He just feels a little bit more aggressive on the tenor as well and somewhat more comfortable. The Buffalo News, which, of course, for all of you out there, and especially jazz fans, is a go-to paper, says this: Redman is still a wonderful musician, even more grounded in swing-era basics than James Carter. Listen to his balladry. So, too, is the unpredictable, if not nearly as brilliant, driven, and limitlessly surprising as Carter. The reason I want to read that quote to you, aside from my tribute to the Buffalo News, is that during the mid-1990s, there were sort of this young lion period, and sort of a bunch of different musicians got caught into it. Some were young, some weren't that young. Josh Redman certainly did, but so did James Carter, who was a contemporary of his, another tenor saxophone player, who, of course, played him on the show. And they were often compared to one another. And in fact, when there was a movie made called Kansas City, made by Robert Altman, he recreated in that scene the infamous 1933 cutting contest between Coleman Hawkins and the Kansas City tenor saxophone players, but more specifically Lester Young. This is a legendary 1934 recording, but there's this legend of when Coleman Hawkins came through with Fletcher Henderson's band. He would go from city to city, and he would try to cut heads with the local saxophone players. We got to Kansas City, of course. There's Ben Webster, and there was actually a guy named Dick Wilson, who we'll talk about another time. And there was Lester Young and Herschel Evans and just a host of others. And the story goes that Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young ended up dueling all night long. And so in the movie Kansas City, made by Robert Altman, he recreates that scene and actually casts James Carter and Josh Redman. I'll let you decide for yourself who's a better player. I think it's just really a personal preference thing. I think the reality is James Carter, I think, is probably more adventurous and has, I would say, a better command of the saxophone. But Josh Redman, as you can hear tonight, a wonderful and all-around great talent on the tenor saxophone. All right, coming up next, we're going to do... we only have two more songs left because I love these live albums. Because they play a little bit longer. And, you know, the whole point of these... the summer concert series is really to give you a chance to hear a musician kind of spread his wings. We started off the show with a song called Jig a Jug, which is a tribute to Gene Ammons. Now we're going to hear a tribute to the great Sonny Rollins and the song that Sonny Rollins made famous on his album Saxophone Colossus called St. Thomas. And here is Josh Redman doing his tribute to St. Thomas right here on 52nd Street. Thank you.
Brian played at the drums. Christopher Thomas at the bass. Peter Martin at the piano.
Ah, there you heard it. St. Thomas, the infamous Sonny Rollins song and his tribute to it. Lots and lots of just him playing, just the whole the rhythm section backing off and him doing his thing. Interesting, I thought. All right, coming up next, it's our last track of the evening, actually, already, and it's come up quickly. Earlier, of course, I read a bit of a review on this, and people were talking about what a great ballad player he is. And we're going to end tonight with the classic song, My One and Only Love. So until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying, take it easy, don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Here now, Josh Redman and his quartet, live at the Village Vanguard, released August 29th, 1995. My One and Only Love. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
On Friday, September 11th, SOS Festival 2026 kicks off at the Park Theater with legendary Canadian post-hardcore favorites Moaneen, a band whose explosive live shows and anthemic songs have made them one of the country's most beloved underground acts of the past 30 years. Joining them are a who's who of Winnipeg favorites, Clipwing, Screaming at Traffic, Every Second Counts, and GMH. It's an unbelievable opening.